Talk Live. We're kicking off hour number two, the Tuesday night edition here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. As always, it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Grab the archives. Last 6 days of the show are right there on the front page of the website. But that's not all. We'll give you way more than 6 days. You just scroll past day number six. You'll see a link to our friends over at downloadradio.org. They'll take you to months worth of the show, fully archived and described. All of it is free at freetalklive.com. So check it out. And know this, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call, toll free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. This is the show about your calls. You want to call in, talk about a political issue? Maybe you've got a personal problem, something that's been on your mind, something you want to get off your chest. We're here for you, all right? So make that call, 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones and talk to Joe in Wisconsin. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys. I need your perspective on this. I don't know if I'm making too much of this, but I went and bought an item yesterday. It was a small cash item. I got the receipt for it,
okay,
and I find out it's useless, so I have to return it. So I went back to the store. Yeah, I'd like to either exchange this or get the money back for it.
Hmm.
And the manager said, all right, your name. Like, you don't need my name. Like, yes, I do. All right, begrudgingly, give my name. And he says, okay, now I need your address. Like, no, you don't. And I'm just wondering, where did this come from? And am I making too much of this?
Yes, yes, you are. And here's why. And first of all, I'm not a lawyer or anything like that, but as I understand it, this is a private business transaction. They don't owe you a refund. If they have a refund process, then if part of that process is providing contact information, that's what you have to go through. You know, it's one way for them to kind of keep track of who's returning things, how often. I'm not really sure what the business motivations are for that. But there are several retailers that engage in this practice. I know.
Well, with the national chain stores, so I assume that if somebody were going to scam, they would try them. But they're specific. On the back of the receipt says that if you pay by check, and that was the only stipulation. I thought, okay, well, I'm not paying by check. It's not a real large amount.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't give them my name or anything yesterday
to purchase
when
it.
I bought it. Right. Why do they need it back? But if you're saying that they need to keep track of
delivery. I don't know. That's just me thinking up what some reasons why they might ask for that information. And, you know, maybe they're just expecting to trip certain people up, because there are definitely people that make a habit of going to stores and returning things and trying to scam people. So a lot of it has to do with the scammers that are out there, and they're probably trying to protect themselves from them somehow with that.
I was a little afraid they were going to do the Domino's Pizza cop routine, where if you have any outstandings or whatever, they get a kickback for that. And yeah,
that sounds a little paranoid. No, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't think that would be happening. I mean, if you want, ask them. You know, but if they're asking you for that information, say, you know, I don't mind giving this information to you, but can I ask you what you're going to be using it for? You know, are you gonna put me on some list or
mailing list? Yeah.
Are you gonna sell my information? You know, and I think they'll have to give you that info. Otherwise, I mean, of course, again, they can always just refuse and say, well, we don't want to give you this return. But I don't think that it would be unreasonable to ask them that question.
Okay, well, in the free market, how would a free market store deal with that? Would you need somebody to give you your information, supposing it was a scam? How would that work?
I think it would work different ways. I mean, some stores would want that. Some stores would decide that, you know, they don't want to hassle their customers with having to give personal information on returns. Just like some grocery stores have the customer cards, and some of them don't. Some of them advertise on the fact that they don't have customer cards. Joe.
Now listen, Joe. I think that things have changed in the retail industry as far as returns go. When I was a kid, I remember it wasn't that easy to return something. You sort of had to go in there and, please, will you take this back? I wanted to get this. I want to get some money for this. And usually they give you store credit or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But stores have grown larger over allowing people, you know, they've gotten more business. The stores that people want to go to, the stores that they can return stuff at. So what customers want has slowly come into the market. And if there's a lot of customers out there like you that don't want to give their information, I think you're doing the right thing by not, you know, look, this was a cash purchase. I didn't give you my name and address in order to get it, and I'd prefer not to give you my name and address in order to give it back.
Oh, they were firing up the cops on me in about 2 minutes.
What were they? Well, I mean, it depends on how. Look,
said,
it's my.
No, you don't need that. Like, well, in order to. It's like, no, I don't need to. Well, I'm going to call. All right. Go
what
ahead.
Am I going to call the cops for?
Ask them.
Well, did you ask? Did they ask you to leave and you refused to leave?
No, they said they were going to. And I said, well, please do. And
so the cops came?
No, I took down the guy's name, and I'm going to be calling up the whatever corporate.
It's always a good idea to call corporate, and maybe you can ask them. You know, why?
Yeah, why
my
the
name?
Policy?
Yeah, man, if you find out, let us know, Joe.
Alrighty.
Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. I think you're right, man. Which if enough consumers say, we don't like this, why do you want our information? We're tired of this. We're not going to shop here anymore. Then they'll say, well, wait. It's okay. You don't have to give us your info. You know,
it's true. They don't want to lose customers.
Exactly. Hey, there's big news in Texas, man, which the president is on vacation.
Ah, boy.
And it's what, a five-week vacation?
Yeah,
something
it's quite a vacation while people fight and die in Iraq.
Well, somebody's pretty angry about it. Her name is Cindy Sheehan.
Mm-hmm.
And we've actually heard her name before on this show. A few months back, we read some sort of email that she wrote or a letter that she wrote to President Bush and Vice President Cheney in regards to the war in Iraq. Her son died in Iraq, 24 years old, obviously never got to say goodbye to him, etc. It was a pretty heart-wrenching letter when we read that, and ever since then, she has been on the front lines of the anti-war movement since then. She's formed her own anti-war group, etc. Well, now she's come out to the president's ranch, literally 2 miles down the road from the president's ranch with several protesters. And they're out there basically camping out. So we'll give you the details.
Are they on the side of the road?
Yes, they are.
Hmm.
Law enforcement authorities are taking steps to remove a group of about 50 peace activists camped near President Bush's Crawford, Texas ranch, mounting an effort to accuse the Iraqi war protesters of trespassing. Cindy Sheehan, a mother who lost her son in Baghdad and founded an anti-war group, traveled to the president's ranch Saturday with other supporters demanding answers, and they're still there as of today, demanding answers from the vacationing president about his recent public statements regarding the so-called noble nature of the Iraqi war. Sheehan and her group of anti-war protesters are camped out near his ranch about 2 miles from Crawford on the side of Prairie Chapel Road. Sheehan tried to get as close to the ranch as possible, choosing the location where they are because apparently Bush is planned to drive past this location in order to go to a fundraiser on Thursday of this week.
Mm.
Now, they've already been threatened, I read her blog entry on this one. Apparently, the cops have come out and threatened them with being some sort of a security threat. They said they're going to be labeled that, whatever that means. So on Thursday, they might actually end up getting arrested for something.
Hmm.
So we'll find out what happens.
You know, it's not going to be great press for his noble war,
right,
to arrest somebody who's protesting against it.
Well, actually, as a result of the no trespassing signs that are being put up around the protesters by local property owners, Sheehan and the others are seeking legal counsel with the assistance of the ACLU in order their free speech rights are protected in lieu of a police effort to move the protesters for trespassing. One of the protesters says, we're going to stand our ground and put up a legal fight. I was told today nothing was going to happen, so I'm assuming the authorities are mounting its plan to remove the protesters. All I can say is it will challenge any attempt to be removed, because Cindy is technically on the side of the road on public property. Sheehan, a vocal critic of the president's war policy, because if they were on private property, I'd have a problem with that.
Right.
But apparently they're not.
Well, even so, it seems like the Constitution says that you have the right to peacefully protest.
But they're not on private property, though. You can't protest
in
my
house. Else's.
That's what I'm saying. They're on public property, so
right.
That's
so
why I'm in support of
it. Seems to me like they should be able to do that.
It seems to me, too. But you know how they manufacture things, man, which they'll come out there and...
Camping laws and stuff
exactly.
Like that.
More coming. They'll dig something up by Thursday. 1-800-259-9231. The rest of the details on the protest outside of the Bush Ranch coming up. Your calls as well. This is your show. You can take control. Free Talk Live.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All-natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order at 888-784-0718.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Reason is the true life-giving activity of an educated mind. At ReasonToFreedom.com, we regard independent thinking as a supreme virtue and the best hope for a free society. ReasonToFreedom.com is a free online weekly libertarian magazine and is the premier voice of the Reason Liberty movement. At ReasonToFreedom.com, you'll find articles on individual rights, health, popular music, love, homeschooling, God and morality, SUVs, the national debt, humor, the free state project, pocket protectors, family values, living wills, bankruptcy laws, and golf. Some of our columns include, Is Atlas Shrugging? Fired for Smoking. Asbestos Lawsuits. The Joy of Chiropractors. Please Drink and Drive. And Impeach the Criminal in Chief. Tap into ReasonToFreedom.com, a central site for the emerging Reason Liberty movement. Find out why if liberty is what you want, reason is what you need. That's ReasonToFreedom.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control. 800-259-9231. Tuesday night edition here till 10 o'clock Eastern. As always, Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their photograph, and we put them up on our website, because we really appreciate our lady listeners here on Free Talk Live. In fact, as an added bonus, if you're a female and you listen to Free Talk Live and you want to become a part of the show, you want to call in, and we've got guys on hold waiting to come on the air with us, we'll jump you up to the front of the line, ladies.
Ladies come first on Free Talk Live.
Indeed. So check out the Shrine. We got some cool categories on there, including validated Shriners, regular Shriners, and the Hall of Shame. See it all for yourself, freetalklive.com. We're talking about Cindy Sheehan.
She is the mother of a now-dead soldier. Son was 24 years old, I think, at the time of his death in Iraq. She's pretty angry, and I, you know, can only imagine how she must feel about this whole situation. I mean, right. You and I are angry enough about the war as is because, well, you know, it's unconstitutional, it's unnecessary, blah, 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 blah. But she's angry because her son got killed.
Yeah.
So she has actually done something in regards to this war. She's started a protest outside of the president's ranch.
On public property.
Yes. 2 miles down the road from President Bush's ranch in Crawford, Texas, is where Ms. Sheehan is today. She's been there since Saturday with over 50 protesters. They're all camping out, continuing to wait. She'll explain what she's looking for here, but she just wants to meet with the president. That's what she wants to do. That's why she's there.
Well, I don't think she's...
Probably not going to happen. Well, actually, let me finish up this article, because she's actually met with him before. Sheehan, a vocal critic of the president's war policy, says she was provoked to come to Crawford after Bush last week made public statements that she called a pack of lies. Speaking to the nation in the wake of more than 24 Marines killed last week, Bush said, quote, "We have to honor the sacrifices of the fallen by completing the mission, and the families of the fallen can be assured that they died for a noble cause." Would that make you feel good?
Well,
because they complete the mission, whatever that means. If you were one of these parents,
it does sound like a pack of lies to me.
Yeah. If you were one of these parents, would that make you feel good to know that your son just got killed a few weeks back, and the president's saying that he's going to make you feel better by continuing to put other people's sons and daughters in the line of fire because it's a noble cause, and he wants to prove it?
Where are his sons and daughters?
Oh, well, that's a good question. In fact, it was the words noble cause that sparked anger in Sheehan, the mother who lost her 24-year-old son, Casey, in 2004, and founder of the anti-war group called Gold Star Families for Peace. Calling Bush's statements callous and untrue, his words sparked Sheehan's trip to Crawford, where she plans to camp out until she's either arrested or she gets answers to many questions surrounding what she calls an illegal war. Since arriving, Bush has not met with the protesters. Now, what else is he doing? Sitting around watching TV.
Enjoying his vacation.
Shooting some pool. Sunday, National Security Advisor Steve Hadley met with Sheehan, saying that the president was, quote, concerned and wanted a speedy return of the troops. Oh, yeah, he acts like it, huh? He really wants to bring those troops home soon. In fact, I just saw a story today, I think, on antiwar.com that said they're going to be increasing the troop counts. Well, Sheehan told Hadley that his message wasn't good enough, adding that she arrived in Crawford to meet personally with Bush, and nothing else would suffice, considering that innocent lives were being lost every day. She says, quote, "We'd like for Bush to explain this noble cause to us, and I plan to ask him why his two daughters, Jenna and Barbara, are not in harm's way. If the cause is so noble..."
They weren't silly enough to sign up.
"But if the cause is so noble, surely he would offer up his two own children to support and to show the strength of his resolve."
Yeah, I get it, but at the same time, if nobody joined, there'd be no war.
That's true. What if they made a war and nobody came, huh? She went on to say, quote, "If he's not ready to send the twins, then he should bring our troops home immediately. We'll demand a speedy withdrawal."
Now, I don't want the twins to be sent against their will. That's kind of where I'm coming from, you know?
I see. "I'm tired of all the lies while young men continue to die. I want him to finally admit that my son Casey didn't die for a noble cause, but died in order that President Bush's friends could get rich and line their greedy pockets with oil money." Well, I don't think he's going to ever admit that one.
Probably not going to happen.
She says, "We want our loved ones' sacrifices to be honored by bringing our nation's sons and daughters home from the travesty that is Iraq immediately. And I personally might add, let's bring them all home from all around the world."
Mm-hmm.
She says, "This war is based on horrendous lies and deceptions. Just because our children are dead, why would we want any more families to suffer the same pain and devastation that we are?" Sheehan also recently expressed deep displeasure with Bush in an exclusive article, The Arctic Beacon and the American Free Press, discussing in depth a recent trip she made to the White House after being invited. She was actually invited to the White House in the wake of her son's death after only being in Baghdad 5 days during 2004.
Gosh, that's terrible.
Yeah. Called to the White House supposedly to be consoled by the president. Instead, Sheehan reported just the opposite, saying she was greeted by a arrogant and heartless man. Those are her words.
Hmm.
Who entered the private room to meet with Sheehan without even knowing anyone's name.
Oh, my.
Including hers and her fallen son.
Gosh.
She says, quote, "It was a horrendous experience. I left feeling that this man was not even human. It was the worst experience of my life." in the article she said appeared about a month ago. In response to Sheehan's comments to the article, officials from the White House have released a statement saying that Sheehan's changed her story since she originally said she was pleased with the presidential visit. Now she's changed her story, according to the White House.
Hmm.
Let's see, who do you believe? The mother whose son's dead, or the president's spokespeople?
Well, I wonder where the, they should be able to point to some article where she's changed her story.
They don't.
They
just claim that.
Well, so they're going to arrest this woman? Is that sort of...
There's 50 protesters out there with her. It's not just her camping out in a tent. There's a bunch of people out on the side of the road protesting. So we know they want to, because apparently they've got two options, basically, to get the president to his event on Thursday. He's either going to have to drive past where they're at, or maybe they'll fly in a helicopter so he doesn't have to drive past where they're at. Those are their two choices. So they're obviously hoping he's going to drive past. But in the meantime, you can guarantee they're going to pull whatever sort of violation out of the woodwork that they possibly can in order to force these people out of there. And she said in a different article she's willing to be arrested. So I've actually, again, we don't have guests on the show very often, but it's pretty unusual to see this amount of protests in America these days, and I think it deserves a bit of attention. So we're going to try and have her on the show tomorrow night. We're scheduled to have her on.
Let me read the First Amendment for you real quick.
Okay.
If I could.
Just as a reminder.
Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. It seems to me the right of the people to peaceably assemble, these free speech zones... Not so much.
It seems to be a bit of a violation.
Yeah, it seems like that.
Let's go to the phones to Jeff in Ohio. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuel. Hello.
Evening, guys.
Hey, sir. Hey.
Yeah, I was listening to a couple of talk shows this week, and I was just absolutely... I couldn't be more upset as an American that these people come on and sit there and talk about how horrible the people who are running our country are, and then turn around and eviscerate this woman for being out there. And it's like, I don't know if they understand or not, but a person like her is getting few and far between in this country that will actually put their butt on the line to go out there and to make it be known that they're not happy with what's going on.
Yeah,
and for them not to support her, in my opinion, is...
Who? I'm curious as to who's not supporting her. I want to ask you specifically who. So when we come back, if you can hang on, Jeff, I want to know who it is. 800-259-9231. Obviously, our competition out there just isn't up to par with Free Talk Live. We're going to come back with more. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control. 1-800-259-9231.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of 6 species of red mushroom. Also known as a miraculous king of herbs, known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity. With several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic, you can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars.
I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's BG. ecfindashop.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And, man, what's
joining us online, freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff there for you, so go and check it out, including live streaming. We got the broadband version of the show, as well as the dial-up version. It's all free for you at freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones and back to the fun. Man, let's talk to Jeff again in Ohio.
Yeah, let's talk some crap about the competition.
Well, Jeff, you said that you were listening to some other talk shows, and that I'm a little confused. You said that these talk shows you were listening to weren't for the war, but they also weren't for the war protesters?
Yeah, it was. Do you want me to name names? Or?
Please,
yeah,
go ahead.
It was Barry Lynn on Culture Shock.
Oh, interesting. Someone else on our network.
He came out with this 20-minute, 30-minute diatribe on how horrible, you know, our leaders are acting and how they're absolutely corrupt and nobody's looking out for America. They're looking.
By the way, I'd just like to interrupt you because I don't consider anyone in Washington, D.C., to be a leader of myself.
I agree 100%. I'm sorry. I apologize.
That's okay. Just wanted to make sure. All right, so he thinks they're doing a horrible job, but...
He came out and eviscerated this woman and said... I mean, how could you talk about a person in Iraq who lost their loved one in Iraq and say, you know, you're doing this for your own aggrandizement. You're doing this to try to bring, and he even accused her. He was saying she's like a drug user, that her being on TV is like people who take crack or do cocaine. It gives them an unbelievable.
What are you supposed to do? Well, if you're trying to get attention for yourself, if you're trying to get attention for your movement, are you supposed to go dig a hole and hide in it and hope nobody finds you? Of course you're supposed to get on television.
Well, if you want to get attention on Fox News, all you have to do is shoot somebody or kidnap somebody, and then you get nationwide attention, of course.
Or you could have, Girls Gone Wild. They seem to like to expose that as often as possible.
But I'll tell you, I really have trouble sometimes sitting through these radio programs and hearing these people who say they're intelligent and then do things like that, like, you know, just totally, you know, rip somebody apart for taking, you know, the kahunas, if you want to call them that, for getting out there and standing up to these people and saying, I will not be silent. I will not take what you're dishing out. And I will stand here until you arrest me or till you kill me.
Yeah, you know, that's why we're talking about her, because she has that courage, and not very many people do. I mean, how many other people in this country would have the cojones to approach the presidential ranch in Texas, you know, 2 miles down the road, down the only road that you can approach the ranch from, basically.
Yeah, and say, I'm not leaving until you take me away in handcuffs.
Yeah.
And then another thing off the subject, I hate to do this, but I really, a lot of people who are very familiar with the Korean War are citing that, you know, saliently, and saying the reason we do not declare war now is because we get the United States gets out of paying war benefits to their troops.
Oh, really?
And that happened in Korea. They never did declare war in Korea. Korea was the first time we did that.
Right.
And they paid no war benefits to the troops because they didn't declare war. And that's why they're doing it again. I mean, if people want to support the troops, you know, let's make sure they can fly home from Ramstein Air Force Base without their families having to pay for their tickets.
Yeah.
You know,
the,
and
the
our
only
military,
way you can support the troops is to ask that they, you know, be brought home. That's
absolutely,
the only way.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Jeff, good call. Anything else on your mind?
That's it, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
I appreciate
you out there.
You guys.
We're hoping to have her on the show tomorrow night. Thanks, Jeff. 800-259-9231.
We're going to help her do a little self-aggrandizement.
Absolutely. We're going to pump her up, and I wish she had a website, but she doesn't. At least not that I know of, at least yet. Mm-hmm. And we'll give her a chance to plug herself, and by all means, I don't know if she has a book or anything like that. I don't think she does. I'm pretty sure she's just a mom who's really angry because her
angry
son's dead.
Sad and probably just torn apart by the fact that she's lost her son.
I'd like to point something out here because we've talked about terrorists a lot. In fact, I got an email coming up about terrorists. And we talk about how terrorists get created. This is how. Look at this mother. Her son. You're not supposed to outlive your son. You're not supposed to outlive your children.
No, you're
she's
not.
Probably in her 50s. Maybe early 60s. Her 24-year-old son, he's dead because
of
this war.
You're not going to ask her tomorrow how old she is, are
no,
you?
I'm not going to
ask
her.
Okay, good.
No. But she's outlived her son at this point, and assuming she doesn't have... I'm assuming she may have some other family members left. You know, there might be a sister. There might be... You know, she might have a daughter. I don't know. But if she didn't, then she's really got nothing else, especially if she might be divorced. She might be... You know, her husband might have died. Maybe she's the only person left in her family at this point. Maybe that's why she's so angry and so depressed, because that was her, you know, her son might have been the last thing she had. It might have been the love of her life, and now that has been stripped away from her by these greedy politicians in Washington, D.C. Because I'm sorry, you know, these wars, and he mentioned Korea, Vietnam, it's all about power.
It
and
is.
It's nothing about, it has nothing to do with defending freedom. Otherwise, we'd actually be defending ourselves, which we're not. Not in Iraq. No defense going on there. So I think that this is a perfect example. Just imagine what it would feel like to be Cindy Sheehan, to have your last known, you know, love of your life, your son, die in a war like this. Imagine that feeling, and then take it and amplify it times 10. And then you might have some idea as to the feeling that... encourages terrorists to strap bombs to themselves and go and run and blow people up. I'm not saying that Cindy Sheehan's going to do that. She's going to take a more rational route. She's doing the protesting, and she deserves to be applauded for it. But the terrorists are like just a few steps away from her, really. And as far as on the scale of anger, as far as on the scale of what you're willing to do because your loved ones have been killed, that's what it would feel like. And again, I don't even have a fraction of this. I don't have a I can only barely fathom how she feels. So imagine how she feels. Then imagine how the terrorists feel, whose our entire families are wiped out in explosions. And whose families are wiped out without even joining the military. They're collateral damage, as they call it. At least her son knew he was joining the military. He knew he was getting into something where he could get killed.
Right.
These people had a military invade their sovereign country and start dropping bombs on them. I'm not making excuses for the terrorists. I don't want it to come out that way. It's not right to use violence on any innocent people. But I'm just telling you, I'm just trying to help some people in America, because some people just don't seem to get it. They seem to think that these acts of terrorism are completely out of the blue. Where did these come from?
Where did they come from?
Well, it came from us meddling in other people's affairs.
Us allowing our government to meddle in other people's affairs.
That's right.
You know, the average American doesn't really care what's going on in other countries. But
they couldn't find Iraq.
The power brokers certainly do.
Yeah. And so that's just an example for you. Let's go to an email from Nicholas in France. Hi, guys. I was listening to one of your podcasts from a while ago. When this "the U.S. government does evil things and terrorists are therefore retaliating and trying to break free" thing came up again. While I do believe the U.S. government does horrible things and messes up with other countries unnecessarily, causing innocent lives in the process, I don't believe for a second that those terrorists are actually retaliating against the U.S. on behalf of their people, much less trying to bring freedom back to anyone. Well, first of all, I don't think we've ever suggested that the terrorists are freedom fighters. They're not. They're just people that, you know, they've got their reasons, and I'm sure there are different terrorists out there with different individual reasons.
Some of them are probably just mad.
Some of them are mad. Some of them might just want to kill some American troops. But then again, I think a big factor is people whose families have been shot, killed, blown up. And they're really angry. They've got nothing else to live for, so they figure they'll blow themselves up and maybe take out a few troops while they're at it. We're going to come back to Nicholas's email. He's got more to say. Your calls as well, 800-259-9231. Terrorism,
This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizedDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizedDC.org.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced Energized Water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the Energized product from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the show and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We got the bulletin board system there with literally hundreds of people interacting. Over 700 registered members. And over 34,000 posts for you to surf around through. It's a lot of fun, so go check it out at freetalklive.com. Hey, and Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that is freestateproject.org. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. We might read your emails on the air. This one from Nicholas in France. He's concerned with how we talk about terrorism on this show, and I think he's gotten a bit of a miscommunication on it, so we're going to clarify. He says, "The terrorist bosses don't suffer any hardships resulting from U.S. involvement in their countries. In fact, the criminal masterminds behind the bombings aren't defending anything but their right to oppress other people. For the most part, those folks have always had an agenda that they were willing to impose by brute force. Some would like to impose a purer theocracy, others wish to enrich themselves and become petty dictators on the national or local level. They don't mind maiming or killing innocent people, even among their own. They never have and never will." He's probably right about all that. "They don't condemn the initiation of force. How could they anyway? They've relied on it before and hope to rely on it again when the U.S. gets out.
In fact, they don't mind threatening or actually killing innocent third parties among their own people, precisely because they used to do so beforehand. When the United States takes over, although I gotta say, before we invaded, there wasn't a bombing problem in Iraq.
It's true.
People weren't blowing themselves up in front of restaurants and cars, and this stuff wasn't happening. I mean, yes, there was rule by force in the hands of Saddam Hussein, but...
And we hear that it was terrible.
Yeah, are they really better off now?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I mean, they're subjected to cars, you know, the cars are being stopped.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure that, you know, I think they are better. I believe they are better off.
What are you talking about? What, because they have satellite TV now and they didn't before?
Some people, I think, were being drug off in the night. But I don't think that matters.
Now people are dying in the streets.
I don't think that part matters.
Okay.
That whether or not we can go and make a better situation. I don't think we've made a good one.
That's not justification for what we're doing.
I don't think it is, no.
No. He says when the United States takes over, those thugs may direct their anger at us, but it doesn't make them freedom fighters or liberators. And again, we've never suggested that here on Free Talk Live. They're fighting for their own agendas that they want to forcibly push on others. He says, I'm not exactly sure how you feel about this, but you always make it sound like these people are legitimately defending their rights when they're only a bunch of competing thugs with the U.S. government, among others, that will stop at nothing. There's no doubt about the fact that they're, you know, doing terrible things. I mean, we're not defending it. I've never defended the bombing of innocent people. It's horrible. I don't wish that on anybody,
but
I just like to explain the rationale behind it. And I think the rationale in most of the cases is a simple matter of somebody really being angry at the United States for meddling in other countries' affairs. I think it's that simple. It doesn't have anything to do with they're angry at us because we have Hollywood and there's sex and that sort of thing.
What is that thing?
It needs to go away, like, right now.
Is that some kind of technical difficulty?
It's some kind of, yeah. Anyway, so let me go on with this. What we have here is the statists fighting other statists and moving and sacrificing their pawns at will. Liberty-loving people are nowhere in sight. I just think you guys should state that more often. Otherwise, it just frustrates listeners like me who happen to hate any kind of violent status, whether domestic or foreign. And I don't know if the people... First of all, Nicholas, I don't know if you can make blanket statements, and I can't make a blanket statement either. Again, I don't know why all of the terrorists are, you know, all of the bombers are setting off their bombs. I think that there's a big chunk of the reason is because they're angry at what the U.S. has done.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, there might just be guys that like to be violent for the sake of being violent. You know,
right.
Who knows what their individual motivations are? All we know for sure is that if we weren't there, those bombs wouldn't be going off. There's no doubt about that. And if there were bombs being set off in Iraq, it still is none of our business. How many countries in this world
are bombs
going off in?
Right.
The
We're
IRA,
not running over there.
For instance. You know, the IRA blowing stuff up. Although, haven't they called a peace treaty or something?
Well, I mean, the thing is the Chechens, are we running and taking over from Russia?
No.
Or killing the Chechens or whatever it is?
No. We're in Iraq. And you can speculate as to why we're in Iraq. I mean, a lot of people think it's the oil thing. It could be just a power thing. I don't know. The fact is, we're there, and we shouldn't be, and we need to bring the troops home as soon as possible. So, Nicholas, hopefully you're a little more clear on Free Talk Live's position on that. We don't think that these guys are freedom fighters at all. I mean, Osama bin Laden himself has actually specified the reasons as to why September 11th happened. He said it. In fact, it even got reported on by the major media in this country for about 3 hours. I mean, the videotape came out, they reported on it for a little bit, and then it got shoved right under the rug. And nobody asks the right questions. Osama bin Laden came out on tape and said, you know, the reason why we're doing this, or the reason why we did that, was because you guys have been messing with us for decades.
I think that his biggest concern was the previous Gulf War and Saudi Arabia cooperating with the United States. And he knows that what is keeping the people, the Sauds, in charge of Saudi Arabia is the United States and their relationship there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's our government supporting their despotic kingdom. It's
sure.
a kingdom. It's not even a government, people. We're over there, whoopee, we're killing Iraqis, and at least they had a constitution. Why aren't we? I mean, if you're going to attack a nation, please, Saudi Arabia is much worse.
It's all
But they're
about
on our
politics.
Side. They like us.
It's so political. It's disgusting that people's lives
Freedom
are...
Freedom my foot. It's about politics.
Yeah, people's lives are being taken to support political ends, and that's sick and un-American. More coming back, including a cop doing something on duty that he really shouldn't have been doing. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Imagine enjoying your own health spa in the comfort of your own home daily at a fraction of the cost. No more imagining. It's time to experience the relaxing and rejuvenating Total Health Spa by HTE. The Total Health Spa consists of two medical devices working together to promote increased circulation and oxygenation, help to support proper body function through detoxification, cell regeneration, stress reduction, and so much more. The Total Health Spa begins with the original and only Qi machine. The Qi machine, which is a FDA regulated as a Class 1 medical device, maximizes the movement of the body, which helps provide relief through increased oxygen levels, allowing a sense of extreme comfort and pleasure. Enhance your experience with the hot house. The hot house produces its unique effect through beneficial radiant far infrared rays. It makes you feel absolutely terrific. The most effective and affordable complete body treatment available today. Call now and experience the Total Health Spa for a 14-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Call now 1-877-300-0040.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonix Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonix. All-natural Nonix clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonix Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonix Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonix Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonix Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. Now's the time for you to make your call if you want to get on tonight. 1-800-259-9231. But if you don't make it in time, that's okay. We do this six nights a week, Monday through Saturday from 8 till 10 o'clock Eastern. So join us for every single moment. And if you miss a moment, you can join us online. We got archives there, the last 6 days of those, live streaming, bulletin board system, Shrine of Female Listeners, and much, much more. It's all for free at freetalklive.com. In fact, our website's always been free, and it always will be free.
It's a heck of a promise, Ian.
However, I think it's a fair promise because we've got our AMP program backing us up. We have got people that have decided that they think Free Talk Live is worth a little something. Mm-hmm. We're asking for $3 a month. Now, if you can't afford it, don't worry about it. Like I said, we give you everything for free anyway, so don't worry about it if you can't afford it. But if you want to cut back on a cup of coffee every month and throw us the $3 instead, we can do a lot with your $3. We can turn that money right back around into advertising for the show, industry advertising amongst the radio industry to get us more radio stations. In fact, this is our first month that we've done a half-page ad in Talkers Magazine, which is the big issue.
And let's say it's been significantly more effective than our previous, 16th of a page? Or postage,
yeah.
The postage stamp that we were buying previously with our own money.
Yeah.
That giving the listeners the opportunity to help us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live has increased immeasurably. I guess it's measurable.
We're getting calls now.
Yes, it hadn't happened before, people.
Right. What I do during the day is I make phone calls to radio stations all day long.
And nobody had ever claimed to hear about our little postage stamp advertisement that we were paying money for in Talkers Magazine.
And this half-page ad now has only been out for probably about a week or so.
Yep.
It's only been on Program Director's Desk for that long. I've already had program directors tell me they saw it, tell me they were impressed by it.
I like to call it Doofus and the Amateur.
It's all thanks to you guys. Though. Thanks to the amplifier. So if you want to join up with the AMP program, go to amp.freetalklive.com to get all the details there. And an added bonus, when we reach our goal, we will cut back our commercial time by at least 25%. So go and check that out. All the details, amp.freetalklive.com. This one from badjocks.com. What would you do if you found an unoccupied police car parked in your driveway at 5:30 in the morning? Like most people, you might be a little concerned and start looking around your house to see if there was a reason why the police might have stopped by while you were sleeping. Maybe a burglar in the area, or reports of loud hippie music coming from the pot-smoking neighbors. For one Georgia man who came home early from work, the answer was probably not what he expected. He found the 28-year-old officer in his 16-year-old girl's room, engaged in an unspecified sex act.
Holy crap.
Randolph Cobain, an officer in Henry County, Georgia, was charged with one count of sexual molestation and one count of aggravated sexual molestation. According to reports, Cobain met the girl about a year ago when he started volunteering as a coach at the private school she attended.
Oh, jeez.
We're also curious as to who the father called to arrest Cobain because he was supposed to be on duty at the time and patrolling an area far from the girl's home. So, the guy was on the clock. And he traveled out of his assigned zone that he was supposed to be policing and protecting. This is what your protection agents are doing with their on-duty time.
I don't think that's fair to say about everybody.
Goes and grabs a couple donuts, then heads over to his little 16-year-old's house, has a little bit of sex. Dad happened to come home and catch him this time. How many other times was he there on the clock? More tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Join us then. We will talk to you about whatever you want. It's been in here with you.
And man with
you. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. In the meantime, you can join us online. Join the fun at freetalklive.com and help us amp the show. Help us get the show out there to more listeners. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. We'll see you later.